This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
It is what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Race Wars in the building. Do I still hear myself? Yeah, I hear myself. I'm good now. I don't sound like I sound at the beginning, but I'll take it, Matt. Race Wars. Yeah, we got a packed house. Jesus Christ. Like the cast of the Real World in here. Mm-hmm. let's go around the table and introduce ourselves. Niece?
Hi, I'm Anissa Amani. I'm a German comedian. I'm actually the...
Look at the Jews react. Okay. Look at the Jews react. Look at the Jews.
Oh, my God. No, I heard you.
Yeah, I'm from Germany, and my parents are from Iran. So
double. There's a double down.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Wow. Off, yeah, Anissa. Who the fuck are you?
It's a double down on it, goddamn.
I have a story on that. I'll tell you later.
Oh, we got to hear that story.
Yeah, and I'm actually the first European woman with a Netflix special.
That's right. Let's give it up. Yeah. Brown people, goddamn.
And I got a second one in the same year, so I'm doing good in Germany. So nice. All thanks to my German audience. In English, I suck. I'm not good.
But America don't know it, goddamn. No. We don't know it.
No, I'm trying my best. I think I'm doing good. I'm totally at the beginning, and it was an honor that Sherrod asked me to be over. So this is my third podcast, and I'm like proud as.
Yes.
Like, yes.
Say fuck.
You can totally say fuck.
Okay, so I'm very proud to be here.
Well, welcome. Welcome to the show, and welcome to America.
Thank you.
Janelle?
Yeah, I'm Janelle Dennis. I'm a Jamaican-Canadian.
Oh, they hate the Jews, too.
Yeah. That's a Jew-hating combination. German, and we'll take it.
Is that going to be a problem?
That's a Jew-hating combination as well. So tell them, go ahead.
I don't have a Netflix special,
okay,
but
that's fine.
Being from Jamaica, pretty much just me being anything remotely successful is a success.
Yes. Well, now your parents, did you grow up in Canada?
I grew up in Canada, was born in Jamaica.
Okay. And where in Canada?
Toronto.
I knew it. I felt the Drake on you.
Oh,
no. Proud about those Raptors.
Do you live here or are you visiting?
I live here now. Yeah.
Okay, welcome to the show.
How much better than Canada is here?
Whoa.
Now, here we go.
You know what? Toronto's nice still.
Yeah, Toronto's like a clean New York, if you're really.
Right.
It's not as fun, but it's clean.
Yeah, so it's not as like post-apocalyptic looking.
Oh, wow. Wow, welcome to the city.
Yeah.
Somerville?
Yes, indeed. Michael Somerville here.
Yeah.
I think I'm the last white male American without a comedy special.
That's hard to do.
Yeah. So far, this show's my biggest credit this year.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I love him already. I want you on my show in Germany.
Oh, my goodness.
What about me?
Tell him where you're from.
No, you're too beautiful.
Originally born in Jersey. Parents both were born and raised in the Bronx, so I've been a Northeast kid my entire life.
Well, your parents are from the Bronx?
But yeah, both. Born and raised.
What, Irish?
Irish Catholic. Grandparents straight off the boat, yeah.
Right, like North Bronx? Where are we talking about in the Bronx? You know,
Hillside Avenue. Hillside Homes is the name of the development.
They know how to hide shit, boy. White people know how to hide a community from the blacks. Never heard of it in my life. I was born and raised there. Holy shit, well, Jeremy.
Jeremy Scipio, comic from L.A. What was your name in specials? Okay. I have a comedy album.
There you go.
Wait, no, yes.
The Best of Us. Actually recorded here in New York. What else is going on? I did Caroline's last night. Pretty dope.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that's it.
And you've been on before.
Yeah, I was on, I think in December. Was it Ida and who else? There's a few other people.
Okay. Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah.
White daughter?
I'm here. Good. I'm ready for Netflix. But the reason I don't have a special yet is because I've been busy crushing pussy.
Okay, that's right.
Like my dad, so I'm busy and tearing it up. Moving on to more professional Netflixy endeavors now. I'm ready, and they're ready for me.
Now, Anissa, what's been the biggest hurdle you found to coming over here doing comedy?
You mean like...
Is it just the language or...
Yeah, I mean, I had... I had the chance to play at the Laugh Factory in LA. That was like my first English step. So I played there.
Oh. Big shout to Jamie Masada.
Yeah, to Jamie. Yeah. So I owe him, Jamie and Pookie, you know,
Pookie,
these were the
two. Pookie's
so
my
I played the Chocolate Sundae.
Oh,
yeah.
How was that?
How did we receive you?
Like,
they,
I don't know.
How did we receive you?
They are so cool. I always feel like I have some kind of like a rookie advantage, you know. I when I step on stage and I say, hey, I'm from Germany, and they already like, they recognize the accent.
Because black people are opening, we go like this, tell us about you then.
Yeah.
We don't go like this, get out of here, you Nazi.
No, they're so cool. Style. And I always start with like, I'm very proud to be at that chocolate situation.
I'm still in that for my comedy show.
So, yeah, I always say, that's my opening line for like all the Chocolate Sundaes I played. Yeah. So I can really see differences between the LA comedy scene and the LA comedians in general and the New York comedians. Like, you guys, you're much more European. I feel like the content is like deeper. You do great stuff.
We're also better, is what you're saying. It's better in New York.
No, I can say honestly, like, it's sometimes like more intellectual, but you guys are very like dark, and it's all about suicide and all about I hate my life and all about like, you don't know. Like, you know you're dark
when a German tells you you're dark. It's like, holy shit, we gotta reevaluate.
No, but I mean that, like, when I performed in LA, like Donnell Rawlings, like he's
Donnell's
like,
family.
So, but they, you know, I cry laughing, you know, like, it's so funny. And here, I love to listen. I'm listening. I'm like, wow, that's great stuff. But you guys, you're like really, how do you say, like, sad, man.
Yeah.
Hands
of a clown, goddamn
it. Lighten up.
You know,
you're
funny.
New York.
I'm accepting all that as a challenge. Like, I could be sadder. I could be more suicidal. Watch me. I could be really depressed.
So that's what you just see the difference between LA and New York comedy.
But I'm like, you know, to me, like, to Germans, it's like the biggest thing ever. Like, just telling them that I'm playing in New York. I had like a 5-minute at the Cellar. So that is, to me, these are the most reputation-wise, the biggest and best stages of the world.
Yeah.
The Laugh Factory and the Comedy Cellar. Like, generally, the New York scene, the LA scene, that all is like goals to me. So I'm happy for every.
Now, what did your Iranian parents say when you said you want to tell fucking knock knocks for a living?
I do have very, very open-minded, very.
Did your father say, first of all, stop looking me in my eyes? We're not equals. And where's your hijab?
No, I do have very cool parents. And you know what I love? Like, in Germany.
Like, westernized? That's what you talk about cool?
what do you mean?
Westernized. Like, they're not Iranian.
Yes, they're, for instance, like, they're not religious. My parents are very, my mother is a doctor. She studied medicine in Frankfurt in Germany.
Okay.
My dad is like all about his literature, all about his novelist.
Okay, intellectuals we're dealing with.
Very intellectual. I was raised very liberal, very like left. Sided for like your terms, you know, but since the Netflix money, I'm straight a capitalist.
That's why you're supposed to. Oh, yeah. That's how you switch.
I sold out quick.
Now it's like, So that's just like, I in Germany, it was kind of like a curse and a blessing. Like, when I started, everything went so fast for me. I was on every TV show, I was on every.
Well, Germany only got 4 shows. That's not trying to act like they living like us.
Is there a comedy's presence? Is there a big scene in comedy in Germany?
Yeah, I mean, if you consider the population, it is like kind of like the same scene you have over here, but for a smaller population, course. But same scene is like a little exaggerated. No, you have here, you have a lot more competition, of course. That's New York and LA.
But
still,
and,
I mean, it's not like.
And what's a German comedy club, like a night out in a German comedy club? Like, you talk about we're dark.
No.
What are they talking about? Rabbits and balloons? And the Jews!
No, believe me, we don't talk about
Jews. You don't bring up the Jews?
No.
That's the first thing I would stop on. I'd be like, there's not as many Jews as I thought it would be.
No. Do Jewish comedians, do they talk about the Jews?
Yes. We do have Jewish comedians, and they talk about Jewish, general, whatever Jewish, but like we Germans.
That might be the title.
Better, no. I had a Jewish comedian in Tel Aviv. I was there for a charity project, and he was like, Anissa, you should open up, and you should, like, this is great. Have more stuff. Do some Holocaust jokes. And I was like, dude, I'm German Iranian. I should not do any.
Wait, first of all,
you're like, what? I should just, like, shut my mouth.
First of all, the Holocaust never happened. Second of all.
Can I tell you something, like, the difference?
Uh-oh.
Like, if you would say that in Germany only as a joke, you'd be canceled, like, forever and ever and everything, because, of course, course, I mean, it's the topic is very sensitive in Germany.
Yeah, it should be. It's
That. It's like here, if a white person uses the N-word for fun and maybe...
I thought you were going to say president.
That's what we do here. For president right now, yeah? Yeah, we have kind of the same
Like, when I go to Japan, I land like this. Hiroshima, I never met her. And boy, they don't like it. Nah, they not fans of that. So your parents were okay with you getting into comedy?
Yeah, and because I didn't have the hustle so much, like it went so, it was more like a curse because I had no time to like develop as an artist.
Right,
I was like
it.
Right on every TV show. But not because Germany, like there were, I have a lot of friends, good comedians. They're in the industry for 20 years.
Right.
Still had not a chance on
now,
TV.
What do you think made it because maybe you only the only one in your genre in Germany?
Of course I get that a lot that people tell me she's pretty.
Is it any other Iranian comedians in Germany?
No, a few, like maybe 3 or 5.
But they ain't got it, huh? They ain't
no, but it was it. Like, I feel like I got a lot, like I'm a woman and then I was the way, and then the way maybe
you ain't gotta tell a nigga that. Noticed.
So, and maybe the way I dress or the way my style is and the way I'm maybe not considered like the typical female comedian.
Right.
So they were like, okay, she's all about high heels and dresses, but that is just who I am.
And the rest of those bitches are like Ellen, don't they? A bunch of dykes. A bunch of hardcore dizzles.
I think I got underestimated a lot, and then they were like, oh, but she's doing a lot of political stuff. She seems to be an intellectual. She's into, like, you can, like, you know, I'm an educated girl, and sometimes you don't, like, when you see a certain style, you think, oh, no, she's maybe just some stupid, so, random blah.
So you over there talking shit about Angela Merkel?
That's my all day, every
day. Of course. I mean, not Angela, but we have worse parties right now. We have one party, very racist party. I'm talking a lot of shit about them.
What's the name of them? I'm starting to like them.
They're called AFD, and I asked all my American friends comedians to send me a little video to say something like, fuck the AFD, and I got, like, Finesse sent me one, Finesse Mitchell.
Okay.
And Ruben Paul sent me one. Maz Jobrani sent me one. Yeah.
These are all guys who want to fuck you, too. You know that. You name the old dudes who want
to. They're married to
They care about the AFD, and they hate it. It's real.
So
it's
the AFD, what kind of stuff they say?
We're talking about white politicians saying that, using the N-word and saying that.
Like what, in a hip-hop song?
Really?
Or?
No,
these
Germany
are politicians.
Didn't refer to Jews.
It's crazy, right? Okay. Like right now, you have to imagine, we do have, of course, we have freedom of speech in Germany, but because of the Second World War, we have some restrictions. Like, you cannot talk racist talk. You cannot go out with a swastika on your T-shirt. That's just like, that's forbidden.
So you can't wear Gucci.
So right now, this is,
sorry, shots fired.
But this party right now, I don't know how they make it. They get sued a lot, but the Constitutional Court, they set them free several times, which is like crazy for our law system to be able to have a politician, a real politician who's elected. Says stuff like, I'm quoting now, he said, all N-word people should get their health tested before they hug white people. That was like...
Wait, is it enough black people to even use nigga over there?
No.
Or can you just say, hey, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, get your fucking wash, Kev.
And
he's only one of them.
And does he say nigga? Did he say nigga people?
Yeah, and
that's
then
very
he,
interesting.
Are they referring to the immigrants?
No, he said the N-word. And then he said Albanians are thieves. And he said, I put
give it a broken clock.
That is so specific. We have no feelings about Albanians at all.
I do. They're a garbage people. They're a garbage people.
They're anti-Muslims, you know.
So are they really going against like the refugees who's coming over to Germany?
Of course.
So that's what they're really pushing against?
Yeah, but in a very, not in a conservative way, like saying, hey, I have a different opinion, I'm more blah, blah, blah.
Right.
They're like straight racist.
They're like the far right, but racist.
Yeah.
But has this, like, the immigrant population increasing, give their, like, party a bigger voice? Is more people getting angry about it, or how's
that
work?
Of course. The country is very divided. We have a lot of refugees, and of course
political party. I thought you meant, like, an actual,
political party.
Who was DJing?
You know what I did? I made a song, which is called Fuck the AFD.
Okay.
It's on Spotify and iTunes.
Okay.
I just made it like in 20 seconds. It's just like a horrible song, just a lot of auto tune and just me saying yeah. I did it as a charity project. I said like all the income. It was streamed a lot. And I was like, all the income, I'm gonna double it and I'm gonna give it to anti-racism projects and anti-black. So I did a lot of stuff and it got a lot of support. You know, like I gained 120,000 followers within 2 days just because of my.
That's a lot of white people trying to pretend they ain't racist. I better sign up for this shit. Get them off my trail.
What does the acronym stand for?
What
does AFD stand for?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't even know.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I guess the D is Deutschland, which is Germany. Right. You know?
It ends in dick.
Anti-full dick.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to say, yeah.
So how big is the party? Is it a big party?
Yeah, they're gaining. So we have a different system than you guys have. You just have like these two parties and then you have maybe some independent president stuff. But we do have like, we have a system where like everybody can like found a party. You can found a party and then you can get elected on the elections.
Okay.
And then you are no party is allowed to take private money for their campaign.
I like that part. I love that shit. Now that's what we need in America. So we got too much private money in here. Do we not?
I don't have it, but yeah.
I mean,
the economy is strict separated from politics. You cannot pay, like, I cannot come and say, hey, I'm a gun manufacturer, I'm a water manufacturer, whatever. I'm going to pay you on your election. So then you maybe might do some laws in my favor.
Everybody in there, everybody's pocket.
Mm-hmm. We are like actually straight democratic in that. Everybody can do.
Speaking of actually straight, is Angela Merkel, what's she doing? She's fucking.
She has a husband for like, I think 20, 30, even more, 40, 50 years. I don't know. But she's married. Yeah.
Ah, that's so, a beard for a long time, man.
Hillary is married a long time, too.
Yeah, we always knew Hillary was wrapping those fat ankles around some lesbian lady. We knew it. Fooling nobody. All right, the love God said that. Now, Jeremy, have you ever performed in Europe?
Yeah.
Where? Whereabouts?
I'm pretty much everywhere. I think I did Broadway last time I was here. New York Comedy Club.
In Europe.
In Europe.
Oh, yeah, Europe.
Okay, even
oh, I think said here.
No. I was at Charlie Goodnight.
Oh, sorry. All
right.
I
performed right downstairs in Europe.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes more sense.
I not saying me any mind.
Paris, I've heard of the Grizzly Parent.
So I want to say like, nigga, you
they
know
got a Grizzly Parent. All right.
No, I was in Edinburgh, Scotland last year.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. How was it received? Did you see some white people looking at you funny?
Yeah, but you know what's funny? It was like you have to over-explain your jokes, which even that becomes a little more fun.
Now, you think you got to over-explain because of the cultural thing, or you think it's a racial thing?
A little of both. What it is that we are...
They don't know what collard greens are?
We are... Black people are like TV to them. It's the way you look at TV. So they're like... They want a direct interaction. It's like when you're yelling at the screen, like, no, don't go in there, do that.
Yeah.
Oh no! You know, so I was like, I kind of give him that back. You
wait,
know
where were you?
Edinburgh.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're so right, Jeremy. It's not only that. It's like the culture over here. You're so much more pop culture. Like everybody here knows about certain topics.
Yeah.
In Germany, in my
Kardashians.
I love it about everything. Like in my special, I had a joke about Kendrick Lamar, and like half of the, like a good one. I said I was praising him, and then half of my comedy people, the young people knew, but like let's say like. Even 40, 50 upwards, they might not even knew who Kendrick Lamar is. Here, a 70-year-old person will know who is a Kendrick Lamar.
A 70-year-old black person.
Kendrick Lamar, the star of Roots.
Oh, that might be a good idea.
So the culture. You always run into like some people not understand the code. You got to explain it more when you're in Europe.
Yeah.
But I think they always know because they all speak English, most of them, and they always hungry for American culture. So it's like they're more willing to listen to a longer joke or more explanation. I found Mike.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think so too. My only experience I performed in London, Leicester Square, and it was Saturday night. I was doing a guest spot at 10 minutes, and I was backstage with my paper, and I was converting all my jokes to British. So instead of apartment, I said flat. Instead of friend. friends. I said, blokes. And one of the locals came over. Like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, well, you know, I'm in London. This is how they speak here. So I'm cool. And this guy, thank God, was like, No, will eat you alive if they think you're up there trying to change it. They know what an apartment is. They're not idiots. And he saved my life, too, because I was about to go up and be like, so I was in my flat.
So you didn't do your cricket joke?
That was a wicked googly. Hanging with my blokes.
Yeah, they'd rather see us being us than...
They get it. They know
the
it.
The same with us, though. I hate when I see fucking English dum-dums speaking with an English accent and singing American songs with an English... American accent.
Exactly.
It's like, stick to your shit, dummy.
I know. We give them TV shows here.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We let them invade our fucking network. All our networks are in fucking all foreigners. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It began with that dumb show, You Are the Weakest Link. Goodbye. Remember that bitch? Coming over here taking jobs.
Exactly.
Everybody's like, she's so cute. She's so. I was like, get that bitch out. That's when we should have built the wall.
I feel like this is how the AFD started. This is a conversation like this.
I hope so. God, I hope so.
Hey, low key, like half the Avengers are like British. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. All of them. Oh,
Spider-Man is English. Like, what the fuck? Right.
They all played the British stage before they could come over here and fool us with their dumb accents.
Right. That's true.
We are so open. Nobody's going over here. You never see. Maybe Johnny Depp might be the only one. He pulled it off, though.
We can give him a pass, I think.
Yes. Yeah, unless you Amber Heard. That's his ex. Yeah, she throws stuff at him.
Though the accent can the accent of a right, the right accent makes you like 5 points hotter.
You know what? Tell him why you answer. You saying this stuff.
I don't want to.
Wait.
He was just dating his British dude.
It's not about. Right, it's though. Not about him.
He's
it's
probably
not
an
about
idiot,
him.
But you're like, oh, say that again.
See, in America, he'd be a two, but because
teeth?
He spoke
the teeth.
Of, he's no. He was really
pretty good
really
teeth.
Hot. No,
British guy. He was a good looking guy.
He's hot here. He's hot everywhere. But that's he.
She was just trying to get over him by saying that. But no, he's a 10. I always said, what is he doing with Karen? Oh, he can do so much better.
Oh my God.
I'm joking.
People looked at us and they just got it. You know? Like, obviously they're together. 2 tens make a 20. But but the wrong accent makes you just like so unfuckable.
So what about a German accent? Have you ever
Do I have a German accent?
A little bit.
I think I have a weird accent. Like I do have an accent, but you cannot like figure out.
Is it ethnic miscellaneous?
Well, you also don't look
that
you
might
don't
be the title.
Stand out ethnic as particularly German. Like you're not super pale and blue-eyed, so the accent we can't.
Right.
We're not great with accents already, and then we look at you and we're like, "Well, I don't know."
But even when you say German on stage, people go like this: "Okay, I know you're from Germany, but I see something else."
Right.
So tell me what I'm seeing.
Right.
I thought she was Dominican.
Latin. That's what I was gonna go.
They told me I should work like to like pretend a, like really German accent, like you know to. I was speaking like that, like this is the, you know, like that, and like people would like that more, like love that more, like, oh, okay, I hear the German. I can do a pretty good Farsi accent, the Persian accent, you know, I can talk like this if I want to. I can talk very Persian if I like, you know, and I was doing this one joke, and then I was trying to do a German accent, but suddenly the Persian accent came out, and they were like, okay, what is this now? And I was like, okay, I don't even know why I'm doing a Persian accent right now, but I confused that, like, tried to do some accent.
Yeah. Now, have you ever performed in Iran?
No, I cannot even go back. I talk so much shit about the
They like the Crips and the Bloods over there, man.
Yes.
Yeah, they'll stab each other.
I do a lot of political stuff. I talk.
Do they know about it?
They know who I am.
Did they put a Farsi or what they call it? A fucking
fatwa. I mean, we have a growing stand-up comedy scene in Iran, but of course they get censored. Like they do. Yeah, you have to give that to the government.
It's like, why did the chicken cross the road? None of your concern.
He's not allowed to cross.
But I'm doing now Farsi.
Death
shows
to America.
that's it.
A lot of
that. But I'm doing Farsi shows in Germany. I did 4 shows in like Farsi, like in Persian language. I did one in London and Manchester. And
how'd it go over?
Yeah, they love that because then I'm like very open. You know, I talk like I would talk German.
Give us one Farsi. Give us a Farsi joke right now, a quick one in Farsi. Let me see if I can.
Joke, بگم. خب joke بلد نیستم. بگم. خب هر چی هم الان بگم تو که شرط. تو که الان نمیفهمی من اصلا چی دارم میگم چی نمیگم.
Oh yeah, it is huge. It is a big deal.
I just said if I would tell a joke or not tell a joke, Sharad wouldn't tell anyways what I'm saying. So he couldn't.
I thought that was funny about my dick, right?
Sharad's face lit up when you said his name. Yeah. Sharad, he's like, oh,
are you? I just like hearing that foreign mumbo jumbo.
Are you saying more words? Because you obviously spoke faster.
I spoke faster. Even my voice changes. Give me a sentence, and then I'd say it in German, and I say it in force.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Say something in English, and then.
Something in English. Idris Elba is my father.
Oh, wow. I would love that. Okay, so English is Idris Elba is my father.
Yep.
German, Idris Elba ist mein Vater. Uh-huh. Farsi, Idris Elba babame.
Babame.
Is my baba.
Baba. Oh, okay.
Babame. Babame. You know? Uh-huh. So I often recognize.
What are you dreaming? What are you dreaming? English? Are you dreaming Farsi?
In German. Yeah.
They got you. They got you, bitch.
English is my third best. Like, I speak better Farsi than I do English. And, okay. I knew I do mistakes, but sometimes I feel like I don't get credit for. I mean, I'm speaking without thinking. So, of course, I do a lot of mistakes because I could take my time and remember my school English because that is all from school.
Right.
And then I maybe wouldn't do as much mistakes if I would speak slower. Mm-hmm. But I try to speak as fast as I want, and then I don't care for the mistakes. I'm like, okay, but at least I'm speaking without thinking, because all the Germans I know, like even in my friends, they speak, but they would like speak much slower and like, you know, and then you wouldn't do as many mistakes as I'm doing right now. I try to speak as fast as I can. So yeah.
One thing people always say about me, Sharad, they say, you speak without thinking. They're right.
Sharad,
they're pretty right.
You speak, is that the New York thing? Because you are so fast. I really like, even in your stand-up, you know, I have a hard time. You're a fast speaker.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good, but it's like
fast in a lot of ways.
It's very New York. I heard that's very New York thing.
That's a be fast, like quick-witted. Yeah. Well, you know, brevity is the soul of wit. Yeah. Anywho, guys. So, Janelle, what are you doing? What are you up to? Have you ever been out the country? Other than Jamaica and Canada, nigga.
Yeah, I've been to Europe.
Okay,
come on.
I didn't know. I don't know where your passport got stamped. And what was the case? Where were you? Not Germany.
No.
Black people don't go there for vacation.
Never. No, we actually had a stopover in Munich.
You told me.
Oh,
that.
Nice. Yeah, did you run into some Israeli Olympics?
Oh,
that wouldn't be a good joke in Berlin. That is a good joke in Berlin.
AFD's coming for us now. Yeah, I went to Spain, Amsterdam.
How was Spain? They call you a nigga?
They did. We were in Madrid.
I know they did.
Maybe Barcelona, they would have.
Oh, Madrid, they didn't?
Nah. Okay. They had like a huge protest going on. I didn't know what it was about.
But you know they're known for throwing bananas at some of the football players over there. That's African American. Not African American, but African. You know, you know what the story is? A big story. Big story. The big stars getting bananas thrown at them.
Holy shit.
On the field.
Yeah.
On the pitch.
In Germany also.
Yeah, Europe
in Germany also.
Yeah. And that's crazy. It's like crazy. You have to imagine these are our players. Like, this is our treasure. This is German. They're winning the cups for us, you know?
Right.
And then when this happens, like, everybody's like very upset and they try to. But this is, I mean, racism still exists.
Still exists.
It's growing, you know? Mm-hmm. It's 2019, and instead of it like becoming like smaller,
it's getting bigger.
The weird thing I found about Europe, because my mom and I have been to Italy a couple times, and it's like this weird thing where like you go in one area, it can be super racist, and then be the total opposite.
Yeah.
Like the men there, they love some black women.
Oh, yeah, and they're aggressive about it too. You walk down the street, the famous portrait, picture. Is an American woman in Italy and has the woman running that street, and every guy like, oh, mama
Bella.
Yeah, they don't take no for whatever. Motherfuckers aggressive. But they were yelling stuff at you and your mother?
Mostly my mom.
Like,
but
your mother.
Too. Yeah, like Bella, Bella.
No, your mother got it though. Your mother got that. Her. Yeah, what she walk? What she got a body on her? Tell me about your mother's body. Tell me about your mother's
very
body.
Bookish.
She went like
this. Go.
No, the thing is, I was like, because I was like 17 the first time we went, and I was kind of like low key jealous because she was getting all this attention from all these like hot. Because
your mother was more va-va-va-voom.
Vespa dudes. And, and I'm just like, what about me? And she's like,
what about me?
But she's like a bookish, shy woman that can't make eye contact. And I'm like, this is your queen? Like, are you serious?
Hey, that's, you know, but they like what they like over there.
Yeah.
Men and like
she,
women.
And she only likes dark-skinned black dudes, so she wasn't checking for them.
She wasn't checking for them. That's what she told you before you went to bed.
So, I was born this way, in like, Israel.
Yeah, she's Israeli.
I'm Israeli, and I've been a few times.
Sit down now.
All the German people I've met have been, I've met a lot of German people from Germany, and they've been very mild. Like, the Germans are not, I mean, I know historically they have this super aggressive, like, Viking reputation, but they're, I think the Second World War did a number on Germans and kind of, like, neutered them a little bit. I've never had any contact with, like, the right wing of Germany. Ever,
but you only met Germans here.
I've only met Germans here, but German Germans, not American.
Yeah,
Germans.
I'm saying, I know. But still, it's different.
The self-selecting ones that come here.
Right. It's the ones that's not visiting New York. That's the motherfuckers that are punching you.
I've never met a racist German.
No, you know, because the Germans in Germany is like this. Not, time for vacation.
Yeah.
Where do the Jews go? New York. Yes, take them to New York. Nobody's doing that. Sure.
Yeah,
they will go the opposite.
Right.
They have vacation in Norway. Or Iran.
Yeah.
Now, you got family that, what, still in Iran?
Yeah, we were refugees, me, my mom, and my dad. Mm-hmm. But, like all of my family is in Iran, and so I couldn't see them. Like, they died, my grandmother, my grandfather. I couldn't see them anymore. My father
natural causes? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
My father.
That was a close one.
Murdered by Jews? Oh, I'm sorry.
So, we do have a lot of Iranian Jews also. People sometimes don't know that, like, LA is full of Iranian Jews.
Oh, it's all
also
of them.
In Iran,
I went
but they
to
are
you with a million. I mean, Persian Jews are there's a million of them.
Yeah. There's so many of them in LA, you can tell it's them because they all have white BMWs.
Yeah.
That's funny. The Shah's a sunset.
Yeah, 1,000% true.
It's like Jesus Christ, there's other colors than white for a car. Yeah. You saying niggas. Sorry, I can say it. Anywho. So when you run into one of your backward cousins, like, coming into town.
Yeah.
Do they seem like prehistoric to you? Like, they don't know what a TV or cell phone is?
No. I have a very cool family. Okay. And because Iran is, like, so under pressure, the people are so under
pressure. A lot of sanctions.
They are, you know how big they are in social media, even though it's forbidden?
Right.
Iran is the second most active country on social media.
I
like
believe that.
Any Iranian comedian I know from Iran has like 8 million followers, 10 million followers, even though they're just in Iran. And the followers are very active. Like, they got 20,000 comments, 30,000 comments. So even though it's forbidden, Instagram is forbidden, but they
I mean,
do
especially
have
especially because it's forbidden, they, probably.
Yeah.
If they forbid it here, it'll be triple.
They try to do everything which they think is like, how can we like get out of this,
right.
you know.
So you think that kind of need to know or information is going to lead to something in Iran that's going to change what policy?
Yeah. You mean like
get out the Ayatollah?
Yeah, I think they will. I think they will soon because they're very revolutionary. They're very courageous. They go on the streets. And then even though they get taken to prison and everything, but they're very fearless. You know, sometimes I feel like, I grew up in Germany in a safe environment. You know, I'm so proud of them that like young people go on the streets and they don't care. If there was a movement, women were going on the streets, taking off their, like in Iran, they don't wear these complete things. Yeah. They do in Saudi Arabia. But Iran, the women, they just have like a scarf on their head. But this is obligatory. You have to wear it. Okay. There were women, I think 2 years ago, they just went on some streets, took off their scarf.
Whores!
Imagine that's against the law.
Yeah.
And you can't get punished for that. You can't get jail time for that. You will get.
Right.
And they were just like with the white flag. And then what I loved was like Muslim women were supporting them. There were women who were like, I am Muslim and I want to wear that scarf, but I'm going to stand right next to you and fight for your rights to take it off. I had I posted that on my Instagram.
Yeah.
I was crying because I was like, this is, because I defend Muslims a lot in Germany, even though I'm not religious. I'm just saying, hey, they're under pressure. I do the same for Jews in Iran. Mm-hmm. I do the same for gay people in Iran. Mm-hmm. I do.
It was Hollywood. Like,
no.
I don't know where you're going to say.
No, gay people in
no,
Iran
it's fine. I just,
are
the
so
location
under pressure.
Was so interesting.
But right now I'm fighting a lot for Muslims, and then people be like, okay, so why do you do that for Muslims? And I'm like, listen, I'm not even religious. I'm just for like freedom of whatever the fuck you want to be.
You should run for office here. You would win.
So that's why I posted that when I was like, listen, this is so beautiful. There's a woman who wants to take it off, and there's a woman who wants to keep it, but she's like, I'm fighting, and even though I might get punished, like really, really punished, even maybe tortured, but I'm going to stand with you and fight with you. This is what I love.
Wow.
You know? So this is how it should be.
Bitches in America ain't that brave. We ain't got that. They'll stand online for a Black Friday sale.
If you take your hijab off, I am reporting you.
Everybody's calling me. It's like, are you going to all the comedy clubs? Are you meeting all the comedians? I'm like, yeah, yeah. You know, I'm just all about the art. And then I go into the next shoe shop. You know, all the time I'm on Spring Street shopping, and I'm telling my team, you know, I'm here to hustle. You know, I'm here. I'm an artist. I'm all about the art.
The craft.
And you know, my credit card is like on fire right now because all I do is shopping. This is part of the art.
You gotta visit a boutique.
I have to have shoes on stage, right? 100%. I have to wear something. I got this t-shirt.
It's not Iran. You have to look good.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying, what a blessing it would be to wear a head to toe burqa instead of having to look hot, right? Anybody? No?
I mean, I would do it.
I'm in.
I would do that shit in a heartbeat. When I see those Saudi Arabian princes and shit running around in robes, I'm like, damn, they know what to do.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the whole deal. I
mean, and you don't see
you want to cover your hair and shit.
Your eyebrows deal, like that.
I didn't see Rihanna do it first.
Yes, like straight up mascara, and that's it. Little under eye cream.
You know, you need Kylie Jenner. Kylie Jenner got to do it, or Rihanna. You're right. All the girls ain't going
to
do it.
Listen, if Kylie Jenner came out in the full suit, you know, with the head to toe, gloves, ankle things.
They would do it.
The screen so you don't get bitten by a bee or whatever.
Stormy gets
we
one too.
We would all start
She's
doing
a
it
of
tomorrow.
She's here 2 weeks ago.
You don't think it'll get too hot?
Who cares? Kylie said it's cool.
And you know what Arabic women, the ones who like totally cover, you know what they spend their most money on? Could you imagine?
Makeup.
No, because you won't see.
Clothes, shoes.
No, the most thing is perfume because you want and bags.
Yes.
you can see the bag because you cannot see the shoes, but you can see the bag and you can smell the perfume.
Wow.
And
I love their
perfume because every woman it shows like everyone, not only women, also men. Uh-huh. You find a way to make yourself attractive for your environment.
So what's a hot smell?
They have a lot of, do you know these? It's called oud. I don't know what it's in English. It's a very
heavy musky.
You know. But I love how they smell. Like only the Arabic woman, and I'm Iranian, I'm not like that, but the Arabic
Egyptian
they
musk.
Will pass you by and you'll be like, oh my God, I'm dying for her because she smells so good.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
See, I have to talk slower than I can do.
I got to start smelling them on a subway. I'm going all in.
That's so deceptive, though. You're like, oh, she smells so good. You lift it up and like, oh!
You can smell like a 10 and look like a 2. You don't know what you're getting. A little Easter egg over there.
You got to keep those lights off.
I just invented like some type of air conditioning for the inside of the covering, like a Disney costume, because I heard that they have it. Like,
does it get hot? I think it's like flowy, and it'll flowy like linen.
But it's black.
I don't know.
It is black.
I mean, I've been to Dubai, and I mean, there are often things you wouldn't know. You are prejudiced. I was too. Uh-huh. But then I thought, like us, they have different fabrics. You can tell. Like I thought, okay, that's all the same. But then you can totally tell. You see the like millionaire woman who's all in silk, and this kaftan thing is like floating, and you it looks so beautiful that you think I need one of these because like the way it's on her body, the way it's flowing, and then her smell and the way her hair looks.
I got a half chub right now.
I was very to me, that was all the same kind of woman, and they're all covered. But then I was like, now you can totally see who has style, who's not.
It's the same as here. When you walk down the street, you can see someone could be wearing just sweatpants and a t-shirt, but they look like money because that's a $1,000 pair of sweatpants. You can just see it on them right away.
Yes, we have to stop.
You hate it? Why you hate that, Janelle?
Because I grew up poor. All we did was try and look expensive.
But you could always get your style. Your style don't necessarily mean how much money you have as far as how you put it together. Right. If you can find the eye for shit and find where to get shit, you can still have a, you know.
I guess. Like the Gucci sweat.
But
like,
well, what is name brand shit?
Like those Balenciagas. Like, I don't like how those look, man.
Well, you don't have to have money to have style, but money can buy style if you don't have any.
Good point.
Sometimes not. Sometimes somebody has so much money but still no style. Yeah, that happens too. Right?
And that's how whole industry of stylists pay their rent. Like, take that shirt off, nigga, and put this one on.
Right. Yeah.
And then you sold 10,000 more copies of whatever you're selling.
Right.
It's true.
Now, have you ever dated a girl from out the country, Mike? Or a black girl for that, you white bastard.
Yes, both.
You touched our sisters?
Yes.
It was no right answer.
It was me.
No both. Right answer.
Yeah. I would say yes to both, actually.
Okay, when was the first time?
Another country where I was living over in London for a little bit. Okay. And then, so that was a little easier.
But that's a white girl over there.
And then one woman from the Czech Republic. So I guess you consider
whiter that. Woman.
She was a dirty darker Slav? Skin though. So I'm not okay. sure. Yeah,
that's Slavic.
It's a good question. Yeah, I guess they like by the census would they be white, right?
Is not that, necessarily.
I don't know how that works. Yeah, I don't know.
But who's the black girl here?
Two different women in New York. Yeah.
God damn it, yeah. Two? Yeah.
Black women love me.
Name.
I can see that, though. I can definitely see
one
that.
One was a comedian who I won't name.
Okay.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, right? Yeah. And then I love everybody.
Which one was the first one? The comedian?
Yeah,
first one. So, like, you didn't date, did you ever date anybody who wasn't white, like high school, college, anything like that?
Yeah, I dated a Chinese girl in college.
And you smashed.
What? I don't know what that means.
You hit?
I'm Catholic. I'm Catholic. I don't understand the question.
You splooge.
You lay a sheet in between?
Cross that great wall.
I just China? I'm going to plead the fifth here. I don't understand any of the questions.
Did you have sex with her?
I've had sex before, yes.
With that girl?
He's a you're Catholic. Oh, what does that mean?
Okay.
You pray over it before you...
Speechwriter over here.
I went to Bishop Lachlan, a guy with the Catholic school.
Huh?
High school. I went to Catholic school.
Me too.
We had sex, though.
8 years ago. I went to all boys high school.
Here we go.
That was different.
Yeah. You went 4 years?
4 years, oh, yeah.
All boys. Uniforms?
How many years did you go to high school?
Because some people will go all boys, junior high and high.
Oh, right, no.
Like
no,
Giuliani. Giuliani went to my school, Bishop Lachlan, but that's when it was all boys in the
70s. Is that right? Okay,
yeah.
No, I went just to high school, 4 years, and then Catholic college. So
wow.
Catholic college.
Wait, years, so what does that mean if a college is Catholic? They, like, make you do Catholic stuff?
There was, it depends on what college. I went to Notre Dame, so it wasn't like, you didn't have to be
Did you still
religious.
Have to take, like, religious classes, like Death and Dying or Marriage and Family?
Didn't
have We had that in high school.
I went to Catholic high school, too.
High school was a little, like, that was a little more, high school, at least for us, was a little more like, you have to
Got
go to religion.
Math.
It was a little more strict, but college, not so much. Okay. But it wasn't like one of those colleges, you're not studying to be a priest or anything. It was just
happened
to be
like
a Catholic
seminary.
School. Mm-hmm. But
And your high school was all boys.
All boys.
What was your sister's school?
St. Mary's. And
was How all, was the, they had lookers or it was a bunch
no,
of
No, that
horses?
Would be St. Elizabeth's.
Hey, we always know that. You always know where the bitches are, even in your school.
So, St. Mary's the smart girls.
Okay, the Lambda Moose. Like
Saint
Revenge of the Nerds, anybody?
We look for the prom dates, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was, but you needed to get a ride. They were all so far.
Did you take the Chinese girl to prom?
I did not.
You met the Chinese girl after high school.
You want to hear a great story? My senior year prom, so I wasn't dating at the time that of prom, so that was the reason.
Okay. Which cousin you had to call?
This is a great story for other people, not for me. My senior year, I didn't have a girl to take to prom, and I was so panicked. I wanted to bring like this hot, amazing girl. I was just like in my mind, I was gonna bring a really hot girl and wow everyone, because I was kind of a shy kid in high school.
Right.
And everyone liked me, but I was a little below the radar. Whole thing. And I was like, I'm going to wow the place.
You wanted to make it like an 80s movie?
Exactly. That's exactly.
Like you walk in and all this plane is bow, bow.
Yeah, we all walk slow motion and everything.
Bow, bow.
Fast forward, I'm working at a job catering at some weddings like 3 weeks before the prom. Still didn't have a date. And it's just bombshell, Jersey girl, high hair, chewing gum, heels. And Brad's like, she's beautiful. She's got like,
she has some Peggy Bundy in her?
Yeah.
We like what
and
we like.
Really not so far from
Thank
it.
Thank you.
And she's worked. She's filling the water glasses just like us. And so I'm flirting with her during the night. The only way I knew how, I'm sure, was a tragic mess. But I asked her. I was like, this is going to sound weird, but I have a prom in 3 weeks. Will you go with me? She said, yes.
Wow.
And cut to, I'll tell you, I won't bore you with the whole story, but it's a good one. By the end of the night, she had hooked up with our limo driver.
No.
100% true. 100%
oh
true.
No. Oh my God.
I was lame. I didn't get liquor for the prom. All this stuff.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh
she started God. Chatting with him. He was a college kid who was doing like a summer job.
Oh.
He sounds so hot. Oh my God. Where? Tell him I said what's up. And I'm so
sorry.
He was in there fishing for high school booty, man.
Wait, did you find out? You found out later? Or you found out like immediately?
Oh, I watched it happen on the dance floor. We came into New York.
He came inside the prom.
We went to a post party. You know those like post prom thing where it's like kids only or like kids can come from prom
right.
in New York City. So we took a limo in from Jersey. We go to prom. She's chatting him up the whole time, and I'm
like sitting up front with him.
Like at this point, leaning, peeking through the
window,
through the partition. Yeah,
and okay. He probably had his dick out over there like this. You see it, right?
Yo,
I'm gonna drop these niggas off. We going to.
Always tip your driver. This is what happens.
Do you
like, I'll take your bitch if you don't.
Or let your driver give you
$5.
Or let your driver give you the tip.
Oh wow.
Do German people even know about prom? Do you guys know what we're talking about?
No, we don't have it. Like we do have, they're trying to copy now. We do have call it Abiball, which is like a ball festive thing when you get your degree.
Right.
But they dress up and everything. But like the way it's like here culturally, you have to have your date. You have to have blah.
Yeah, it's
not the same. No,
do you
don't
guys,
have it.
But do you guys know about prom from like
of
our
course,
movies?
Of course, we know it from
stuff?
All the movies. Okay. And so
and plus a party in Germany, you know, the wrong DJ, it turns into Auschwitz. This one, Carrie and Berlin, they went like this. Went like this kind of wackadoos. So she started chatting him up, and then she, and then he came in the party with you guys.
He came into the club.
A grown nigga with a beard.
And like a limo hat.
He had pictures of his kids on the dashboard. What a fucking loser.
Yeah, so he comes in. I don't remember.
I can get y'all beer. Oh, nigga, what? You smell like Old Spice.
He knew how to cha-cha slide.
But the worst part was, I don't remember if I knew he came in or not. I don't remember how that all worked. I just remember being like, I always was mad at her. I was like, screw this girl. She's going to be chatting him up and like clearly not into me, the whole thing. Uh-huh. And then at one point, though, my buddy, I remember, taps me on the shoulder and goes, Sums, isn't that your date? And I look out on the dance floor, and that's they're making out on the dance floor. And finally, like after a half hour, we all decide we want to leave, and I had to go up and tap them both on the shoulder.
Oh, because that's your ride. Right. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
When you guys are finished, we're ready to go.
Finish.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So what happened? Did they keep in touch?
I think they're married with kids. Yeah.
Did you keep in touch?
They used the same limo at their wedding.
So,
Did he drive her to the church?
I was good man of my word, made sure she got home safely. I like, you know, it was like five, six.
So fucking
what do you
sweet.
Care?
Five, six
nice
in the morning.
Simp.
Yeah, I took a girl to New York City, make sure she gets home. I'm not going to do it. I wouldn't speak to her the whole ride. We get to the ride, boom, out, see ya. Next day, her mom calls my mom and says somewhere during the course of the night that the girl lost her acid-washed jeans jacket and she wants my mom to reimburse her for it. That's what she said. I had already told my mom what happened. Yeah, I already told my mom. Like, you're not going to believe this. My mom and I were buds. I always tell her everything. Well, you don't believe this is a bad night. Yeah, and so my mom had a few words for this woman.
She was like, not only did I make out with the driver you paid for, you'll also owe me a jacket.
Yeah, and here's the thing. She had that jacket. She just wanted another jacket for her man, for her new man. She wanted a limo jacket and a house jacket.
She was like, the limo will come pick me up. They'll bring me over there and get the money for my jacket.
Moral of the story, I wish I took the black girl.
Yes! That's what you get. That's what you get.
Greedy. The white man's the devil.
That's what you get.
Say it one more time.
That's what you fucking get. Janelle, you dated a white dude before, right?
Yeah, a couple.
Boo!
Yes. Yes,
what
girl.
Was it like? No, go ahead.
It was okay, right?
Tell your truth now. Tell your truth.
Good. Honestly.
I like how you clap.
Honestly, like I don't like dating cool guys. I like
dorks.
Yeah,
nerds.
Dorks, losers, nerds.
Somebody you can keep, huh? Yeah. You bitch. He ain't going nowhere. Look at this goofy nigga.
Yeah. He's not gonna impregnate your friends.
As soon as you buy him a new shirt and some new shoes, somebody gonna like this. He look cute. Y'all saw Kevin looking good these days. And you're going to lose him.
Yeah, I haven't dated like white.
Did you bring him around your friends and your family?
Wait, what does that mean?
Like Aryan. No.
Does it mean like Puerto Rican only? Because that's another thing.
Not like Nazi
like
white?
Ethnic white. Like style if my mom considers them not white, then that's a go.
Okay.
So like Italians.
Oh.
I've dated Italians.
Well, Jew is not white.
Okay.
So I mean, I'm just putting it out there.
Curly hair, dark eyes.
I mean, what's your mom's like test? Does she like bite their finger? Go,
nigga tastes like mayo.
Not enough salt.
Like, if they're too preppy, or what are you looking? What is it not? That's what your mother's not. That's like too white.
Yeah, honestly, my mom doesn't care.
Okay, who cares though? Somebody in that family care.
I care. Like
somebody other than you. What'd your daddy say?
Yeah, he wasn't around.
Okay, uncle? Is an uncle or cousin like this? Don't bring no white boys in here.
No, they were all super supportive. It's okay. Just me. I'm not a fan of the blonde hair, blue eyes.
Right.
Why? Why?
She's gonna make out with your limo driver.
Switch seats. Is it?
Is that like an aesthetic preference, or is that like what it implies culturally, or like what is it about
that
you don't like? Because you see, let's say you see a real, Thor. Let's say you see Thor. Thor walks in.
Yeah.
What's up, Thor?
I'd
you would
fuck
say
him.
No. We'd all fuck him. Yes.
I'll fuck the shit out of that Thor.
So many people are so overrated.
Fat
these
Thor?
Yeah, what about Loser Thor?
What's his name? What's his real name? Chris
Hemsworth.
Hemsworth?
Yeah. Nah, overrated.
Overrated?
Johnny Depp, though. Like that.
Because he's got dark hair.
Mm-hmm. He's such a gross bag of grossness.
Yeah, that's
he's
what I
like.
He's a
flaccid old wrinkly buffoon.
But what about like a, so no blonde, like what about a Brad Pitt? Leonardo.
No, I don't like Leo. No, they're too like, I don't know.
They too like what? Go ahead,
it's
say it.
Pretty.
But Johnny Depp is aloof. Pretty.
What about the stripper dude, the male dance everyone loves?
Oh, Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Channing
Tatum. Only because he can dance.
Oh, okay.
That's black of him. That's real black of him.
He dances like, like all right. A black dude.
Okay, and he's
you
got like
four whites. That's all I remember. She said white. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, you can't be that many whites in a row.
Yeah, like it's combo. I need a combo breaker soon.
Now, what do your parents say? Do you got to date white people? You got no choice in Germany, right?
But, yeah.
You got to date. It's only four brothers.
My parents are very, like, they wouldn't care what color or like whatever. My dad is like the weirdest. Like, I think he's the only Iranian dad who doesn't like if the guy would have like too much money, then my dad would get suspicious. He would like, okay, so who did he like abuse to get that money? As my parents are very left liberals, you know? So my
they
dad is like, if I tell
Jews.
My dad there's a guy, he has no home, nothing, no job, but he loves like human rights, my dad would be yes. Awesome. But if I say
well, tell him about me like that. I don't care if it's true or not, goddammit.
No,
I want
it. Like the first question my dad asks is not what is his job, but like what is his ideology, what does he think
how
about?
Does he think?
That's actually how my dad is. He wants to know what does he do for human rights. If my dad is like, but he's the total opposite. Iranian dads would ask, is he a doctor? Is he a lawyer?
Does he have a white BMW?
And you know, probably. But no, my dad is like the other way around. So I like that I was grown up that way.
So who was the last dude that you had a long relationship with? What was he?
I only had have long relationships. I'm very conservative on that. I don't know why that happened.
Yeah.
I was always like 5 years, 6 years, 7 years.
Jeez.
Like always.
That's how my uncle did time.
Yeah.
He doing it 6 to 8.
We don't know why he's like that. Prefers long ones.
See you in 5 summers.
No, I'm very happy. I think I always had like good experience. I'm like the only girl who had no experience with like bad guy treating you bad, you know? Like,
right.
And I feel like it's what, I don't know, maybe it's that's very cliche to say, but I feel like it's what you put out there.
Yeah,
like
accent.
I had like, you know, when my mobile broke, my boyfriend would be like, okay, here, take mine for the rest of the day.
And take mine? Would, what the fuck? Would he delete all the calls and texts in there? Can you trust that nigga like that?
I felt like,
yeah, I'll be like this, never touch my phone, bitch. I'll get you one.
But I felt like,
I just realized I've never been good to a girl.
Maybe because I wasn't demanding that. I wasn't saying like I need to. And then when you are like that, you get that back. And for some reason, there's no reason to hide something. And maybe I was, I'm a long term relationship girl.
Right.
And I'm just, it's just my type. I don't. My
who was this last
like
white
that.
Dude? Damn it. Who was he? I know he's white. You don't date Iranians. I know that.
Well, yes, Iranian, German, like myself.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
that
like,
does exist.
So is it like a neighborhood? Is it like a neighborhood?
Yeah,
in
or like from you meet at university app. Or like whatever, like where yeah. you
Do
like,
you have a
yeah.
J date fire in? I date?
Yeah. I don't like, and I, because I'm only a comedian for like 4.5 years now, five years. I started 5 years ago. So I'm very healthy in my private life. Like there's no.
So where would you meet an Iranian dude in Germany? Like would you go to a certain restaurant or?
Yeah, I think it's like the same over here. I just met like, I had a photographer today with me and he was a Ukrainian and I asked the same question. He was married and I was like, what is your wife? What is her heritage? And he was like, also Ukrainian American. Mm. I was like, wow. And I was asking the same question. Yeah. Like, how did you meet? And he was like, well, just like you have your...
They have meetings, man. They have meetings in our country, man. They're linking up. I don't like
well,
this.
Well, maybe you just, like, if you're at the same university, maybe you know, okay, he's Iranian too. But I don't
like
have
a society, like
I don't. I wouldn't go for like, oh, it has to be Iranian, it has
right,
to be German.
Right, okay,
but I would agree that the more you have in common, like language-wise, culture-wise,
comedy.
The more you can have fun, you can laugh, you can I can tell you a joke in Germany. I can tell you something, I can talk some like street talk to you what I can in German. So we have things in common.
Right.
If in English, I might not be able to give you the same vibe what you need.
I get it.
This is what makes the fire, you know, that you have the same vibe in everything.
Wait. So did you say that you started getting more dates when you did comedy?
You mean like more people were attracted to me?
Yeah, more people were attracted to you when you started doing comedy?
You know what? That is very interesting to say. That I love you, that you
say. Because women in America see the opposite of that, right?
It's the opposite.
Yeah. No, I feel like, I felt like I know some, let me talk slow. I know some male comedians, and as they became famous with their comedy, they became very arrogant towards people.
Yeah.
And they were mostly, some of them were like, very maybe you would not consider them attractive
right.
in the stereo.
Yeah. Right.
So and you know, and I talked to one of them once. He was younger than me, so I was like talking to a younger brother and I was like, so why are you that arrogant? Because people tell me you haven't changed at all.
Right.
With all the success you haven't changed. You're very like down to earth. Mm. And I asked him and he was like, you know, Anissa, at school, at university, blah, no girl was attracted to me.
It's revenge.
Now I'm rich. And
Mike
I'm,
Jones.
So I felt
sad.
Like because I was always considered I always Mike got Jones. My feedback from the guys, even when I was non-famous, guys like
me. Yeah, because that touch. So you can see that touch. We don't give no fame. Save that fame for your mama now. Bring that booty around
there. That's a good thing because the fame didn't change for me. Of course, now it's like more people or like stranger people commenting, hey, I think you're beautiful.
Right.
But I thought that this was a good point because I had nothing has changed except it's like more people seeing you, but you still get the same vibe. So often people who hadn't get the same reception get very arrogant with fame. Because all of a sudden they don't know how to deal with it.
They're like, where were you in 10th grade when I needed you?
You're
describing
me. But I don't like
me.
That. Like, stay who you are, you know? Don't fuck it up because, I'm sorry, you know, don't get all arrogant and like, just because the fame, but because this will, you know, it will break you again. I believe you have to treat people like, you don't have to let circumstances change the way you change.
Oh, come on. Change the way you act.
People out there, you know what I'm trying to say.
You can't get away with it because the same way because people just tweet about it all. Like, you're tagged in everything the second you don't act right.
Right.
I think you used to be able to get away with bad behavior also because people around you were cool with keeping that secret. Like, photographers still want to take your picture. People still wanted to book you. So no one wanted to make waves, but it's like, you can't really do that anymore.
But it's also like, some people just want anything you do or say to them seems like you're giving them the push off.
Yeah.
I remember Eddie Murphy used to say he would meet people in the street and they'd be like this, hey, Eddie Murphy. He'd be like this, hey, how you doing? They'd be like this, don't be like that now.
Yeah, that's so true.
Because he's not as excited to see them as they, but he said, hey, how you doing?
And also the repetition of things, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't care. I can have the most amazing set ever. After the third or fourth person I've talked to off stage, I'm done.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Course.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, oh, so how'd you come up with that idea? And it's like, hey, I'm... Talk to you later.
Yeah. Some nights you
learn more. And even if you're not changed, people will change around you and sometimes see you in a different light.
Yeah.
Like I had like tight girlfriends of mine, and we were going to a cafe, and was
how
just
tight?
I just blew up on German TV,
sorry.
And they were saying like, and I was just like on every TV channel, and then my girls, we would be having coffee or tea, and they would say, and I would say, hey, can I have some honey with my tea?
And
she would
like,
say, okay, now she wants honey.
Oh
yeah. I always had honey.
That's projecting.
You are now seeing things. I always had honey, but now you're like you know.
They're like, Hollywood. Hollywood need honey now.
Okay,
Hollywood need honey. We never ate no honey before, bitch.
I, I agree with that so much because like people try to say I'm Hollywood, like try to, you know, like, oh, you Mr. Hollywood now. Yeah. Like I'm not Hollywood. You live in Hollywood? No, actually, I live in North Hollywood,
which sounds even worse. But it's not. All the time, they're like, you're so famous now, and it's disgusting. It's disgusting how you act. We're repulsed by you, but you're so funny and good at what you do that I guess it's fine.
She's talking about her voices.
It's so weird. It's so weird how famous and now mean you are. So I don't know. I just deal with it.
German.
The money and the famous have changed me. Like, I don't, like, I'm not as, like, cool as Anissa. Like, I guess it just, like, got to me.
Is it a family saying this to you? Who's saying this to you? Your barber?
No, you're funny. I mean, it's various levels, various people, you know, give you various types of treatment. Definitely family, but just, you know, people come in cycles. So I say, like, people from your past, you know, like, before you started doing comedy, whatever. It's like you try to have it. You think your conversation is about to go normal, then it just goes left out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it, you know, becomes like a interrogation or something. You're like, yeah, I'm just trying to have a normal. Like, I'm still the same. I haven't changed.
Yeah. What are they asking you? Like, what's the other?
I don't know. Like, do you ever get tired of being everywhere? And I'm like, yes, I do.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, I don't know. Just like.
Do you get angry when, like, you out working or you on the road somewhere just doing shows and people are like, you run into family or friends, be like this. Oh, you don't know how to call nobody no more. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just sitting still.
Yo, that one kills me. I like,
can't change your own
especially
family.
When you call that person and they go, oh, now you want to call.
Yeah,
it's like, I called you.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't call me. You can't say that. Yeah. Take that away from you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you can't win with some people, though.
Yeah, it's just it's a weird level of projection, but. I get it, and in that same sense, I learned not to say much. I mean, because if you just don't say anything, then they just kind of just start, you know, emotionally vomiting, and they start telling the reason why they said that in the first place. You know?
Yeah. People hate a silence.
Yeah, they hate a what?
They hate a silence.
Like, oh yeah.
Just stop talking, and people will just fill it in.
Fill it in with nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fill it in with whatever. Like, they'll just say the thing that they weren't gonna say a second ago.
Sex is good.
Oh.
Oh, it just happened to me. I think you're right. It just happened to me. I heard some silence and I went.
You couldn't stand it.
I projected stuff.
You need that thing to keep you humble, though. And I think it's usually like ghetto family or friends that were
my sisters are like that. Mm-hmm. Every time I come over, they be like this. You ain't nobody. I'm like, you're right. Let me take out the trash. These bitches keep me in my place. You ain't nobody.
That's my mama for sure.
They will let you know. No. This is a good episode. We're about to wrap it up. It's a wrap it up time. Let's do some pluggy plugs. Anissa, you want to do a pluggy plug?
What is that?
Will you plug what you're going to be? Where you're going to be? Your social media? Whatever you want.
Yeah, just find me on social media. I'm so proud to have people from overseas to like write me a comment or say, hey, I watched your Netflix special with the subtitles and everything.
Yes.
So my Instagram is Anissa Amani, Enissa. And you're very welcome.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
She's the most polite Iraqi. Iranian. I'm sorry, they like Puerto Ricans and Dominicans. You can't confuse them. Go ahead, Jay.
Twitter and Instagram, Janelle Dennis, JHANELLEDNNIS. Have a podcast called I'm Trying with a Jewish Person.
Ooh.
And
How you don't name the Jewish person.
It's called with a Jewish Person. I'm really trying.
I cannot with this Jew.
And if you want to come out to a show, first Monday of June, New York Comedy Club, Gramercy, the Intero Bank presents Comedy Record Show. So come out to that.
Nice. Bingo.
So cool.
You want to plug something there, Morgo?
Follow me on Instagram, Morgan Fontaine, FONTAINE. And yes, that's Canadian French.
Yeah, the word.
French Canadian. And
them Canucks are ruined, sign, one day. The most fuckable language on the planet. And then it's like, what's in the mood, we? Go ahead, Jeremy.
Instagram, Jeremy Comedy. Everything else, Jeremy Scipio, SCIPPIO, including my website. Buy my comedy album. It happens to the best of us. That's on literally everything. But if you want to give me the most money, iTunes. also,
that's fair.
Yeah, people stream it. That's like a penny a second, like like half a penny or some shit. What else? I think I should be going back to Edinburgh, so look out for that.
That's cool. This year?
This year. Yeah, August.
So dope.
And I might be doing headlining Caroline's sometime soon.
Okay.
Nice. Did you go?
White daughter?
I'm on Twitter, Karen Kardashian, K-E-R-E-N.
What?
And yeah, girl, that you won't forget. Hey. And on Instagram, somebody has it, and I DM them, and I was like, hey, I'll Venmo you $50 right now if I could just have this name, and they never, they're never on Instagram. Oh. So it's really annoying that they've taken it. Anyway, it's Karen, K-E-R-E-N, Margolis, on IG, M-A-R-G-O-L-I-S, which is on my fave.
Boom.
So yeah, hit me on there.
Thanks everybody for coming on. It was a great episode, really. It was fucking great.
Thank you.
It was great.
Yeah, thanks, Shrek.
Thank you. Go to smallworldcomedy.com, see my upcoming dates. You can catch me June 15th and June 29th doing an hour of the Comedy Cellar. So go to comedycellar.com, get your tickets for that. That's Saturdays, June 15th and June 29th. And I got another show coming up on a Tuesday there, but I'll get that info later. That's going to be a mixed bag of everybody. So go to ComedyCellular.com. Get your tickets. Thanks for joining Race Wars. Yeah, Patreon.com/Race Wars. Matt, how was that episode? Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Peace!